You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena. Well, what we're going to hear this morning is the opposite of what you just heard.
We're going to cover off Outlaw Country. Someone has just texted through saying, interesting interview on RNZ recently saying country was originally a classification by record labels to mean white music.
Yes, it was. I mean, same with rhythm and blues. That was black. It was code for black. So because around the time the musics were doing the same things and they had to differentiate for their audiences, and there was different radio stations, there was different venues, and I'm gonna be honest, I've done this genre twice, but once was in 2011 and once was in 2019, and while that may not seem long ago, it's actually many years ago now.
Now, okay, where do we start with Outlaw Country? Because how did it emerge from a distinct genre from like what was it emerging from, or was it a reaction against the Nashville sound?
Yes, it was. So in, you know, the 60s and then the early 70s, as people are getting a little bit more radicalized, people like Kris Kristofferson, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson were like really against the conservatism of Nashville. They had a lot more left-wing politics, and so they started doing this other strain. Well, it's what they'd been doing the whole time. So it was denim and leather rather than rhinestones and big hair. It was more Texas rather than Nashville. And people like Willie Nelson, he's political all the way, fighting for, you know, like the rights of horses or you know, all sorts of liberal activism that he did, pro-gay, you know, farm aid. So, you know, it's not just words, you know?
Yes. Now, I mean, Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings are cited as the pioneers of outlaw country. Who else would have played a significant part in shaping the genre?
Well, one of the tracks we're going to play, we might as well play, let's play Johnny Cash.
Okay.
Now, this is...
Here, this is Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah,
total classic.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a rolling.
Yes.
On down to San Antonio.
There's something about Johnny Cash.
Well, so this song is actually a bit of a cheat because this is 1955. So this is, you know, 20 years before what we're talking about. But this is outlaw. You know, he's literally talking about shooting a man. and he's going to prisons, you know. So he wasn't doing this clean cut, you know, Republican Party, although the party switched at some point. You know, and it was songs like about, you know, you can hear the train thing, you know, so this, in the way he plays his guitar, so songs about, old songs about trains, you know, and being a bad guy, being an outlaw, and going to prison. But they're also about redemption, tribulation, so just very different themes than what was going on in this Nashville country. I mean, he literally called himself the man in black, you know, so that's funny. So he sort of was doing that the whole time before, you know, those other guys sort of codified it and said, let's try to make it a genre.
I've got a record at home of him live at Folsom State Prison.
Yes.
Was he doing a big run of prisons, or was that just like a one-off? Yeah.
He did a big run, and because he'd been doing this song, he had to go to this prison, you know what I mean? But yeah, he always performed in prisons. He's one of the best-selling artists of all time, and I guess he's had such a long, because that live at Folsom Prison is from 1968. And so he'd been doing this song since 55. And apparently this song is so iconic, he puts it first in his set, you know, like almost every concert. And I don't know if people have seen the movie. I love the movie Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, and, it's great. I mean, yeah. those prison shows is like... was it a money earner for him, or is he just doing it because he was an outlaw?
No, yeah, he was doing it as outlaw to outlaw, bro.
Oh, man, that is so tough. Man, crazy. It's such a great live record. It is anyone that hasn't given a listen, check it out. Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. It's right up there. As you mentioned, out in 68, which is, I guess, so what's the time period of outlaw country if we're like going to sit within, you know, when it really
early 70s off. early 70s. So it's formed by, so in the 60s, as you know, folk music was like in the charts as if it was a pop music, and rock music was coming through, and so those sort of elements now went into this outlaw country, you know, folk music, by like using old train songs or using old Lonesome Wandering the Plains songs, but also the rock kind of rebellious spirit. So, you know, it's country music, but it's formed by both those things, which were kind of really percolating in the 60s. And so that's why the early 70s, you get this perfect storm.
Yes. I mean, how are rock and folk shaping the genre of outlaw country?
Well, you know, artists like, all of these artists, you know, where are they performing? You know, the same festivals, right? Woodstock and stuff that these rock and folk are performing. And so folks, but keeping those old songs alive and translating them into sort of modern times and songs about real people, about politics, you know, very different than, say, pop. And then, you know, they didn't, you know... Rock brought in that, you know, like anti-mainstream, anti-government. And so it just was perfect. I can't decide which one to play next. Let's play Townes Van Zandt. So this is 1972. So this is the real thriving time. Poncho and Lefty. Now, Willie Nelson did a version of this, but we got to get Townes. And he wrote the song.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Was abandoned
now, Townes Van Zandt, the artist?
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Dylan was a huge fan. And apparently, Townes even refused. Bob Dylan always wanted to work with him. And Bob Dylan would perform like this song and other of his songs. You know, because Bob wrote his own songs, but he loved this one. But Townes was even like, nah. Not because he didn't like Bob, but just kind of too shy. Didn't want to go there. Apparently, there's a good documentary... on Townes, well, that he's in, Heartworn Highway from 1975. And, you know, you can just imagine this guy performing, cowboy hat and cigarette, you know, sad, sitting on a stool. He toured bars and clubs and folk venues, so there's that connection with folk again, folk festivals, universities. And then, well, here's the rock element. Sadly, he was a heroin addict and alcoholic. And he was bipolar and had to go through shock therapy, which at the time people thought was good. And so you can hear that, like, just that melancholy, you know, like...
Just yeah, it's so dark.
Dark. Yeah, we both said that at the same time.
He made it down here in 1990.
Did he?
He played it. We've had many... there's actually a few BFM listeners out there that occasionally get in touch and... you know, like, hey, I was there, I saw him at the glue pot.
Oh, wow, how old are they, bro? I can't imagine going to this gig at 19. Like, oh my god. I don't want to grow up. But just beautiful.
Now, how did the geography, in particular Texas and Tennessee, influence the development of Outlaw Country?
Well, yeah, I guess Texas, you do get that loneliness. You know, you get those wide open spaces, long, you know, horse rides in between. Whereas, you know, Nashville, you have this Grand Ole Opry, which is literally a place, and it's shows, you know, regular shows. I don't want to say it's urban, because Tennessee does have beautiful, beautiful sort of forests and stuff. But yeah, I guess it's forest, you know, it's not dry desert. But it has that sort of gathering place with, you know, entertainment, I guess. And that's how I ended up with sort of more glitz and glamour in Nashville. But yeah, here you can just imagine out on a horse by yourself. Or for us, crying into your beer on a Friday night without a partner.
Now, obviously, Townes Van Zandt did it pretty tough and, you know, didn't have some of the commercial success of other artists. But we're going to hit some Willie Nelson.
Now this song, oh my God, the lyrics, Whiskey River, take my mind, don't let her memory torture me. I mean, you can just see yourself crying in your whiskey. I don't even drink, and I just feel, you know, like crying in my Earl Grey. Whiskey River, don't run dry, you're all I've got to take care of me. I mean, oh my God, the angst and the loneliness and the defeat. Oh God. And Willie's voice, you know, is just, and his personality is fantastic.
Let's hear it.
Whiskey River, take my mind, don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run. Whiskey River, take my mind, don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry, you're all I've got.
Now, Nelson, obviously very, very successful, started out probably resisting some of the Nashville scene, but how's Nelson navigated the tension between artistic freedom, and he's obviously had quite a bit of financial success?
Well, he's so funny. He started out in the 50s as a clean cut, you know, not exactly Nashville, but in Nashville, and like he very famously wrote the song Crazy for Patsy Cline, which is, that's one of my karaoke and midnight songs, maudlin songs. And then, you know, so he's been around, you know, he's heard this song's in the 70s. And, you know, so in the 50s, he's writing songs and having, you know, singles. And then all through the 60s, which is where he did get sort of touched and influenced by the folk and the rock scenes, because he was right there the whole time. But yeah, he's done like Biodiesel, Fuel. I think he's got a new song called Vote Him Out. I'm not sure who that's about, but but yeah, no, so he's just been so successful over the decades, and he does a lot of you know, stuff with other people, Farm Aid, Band Aid, he had the concerts with Waylon Jennings and Kris Kristofferson. He just, what do you call, prolific, you know? The guy is just making music, so he's probably not as sad and lonely as he sounds.
We've had a couple texts through, Kirsten. Someone is said, I have Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues, I love it. Willie Nelson was a great support to Sinead O'Connor when she spoke out about the church and was demonized by the media. So glad you guys are keeping...
Right. Yeah, because he's managed to keep like that sort of white male audience, and so he could kind of try to speak to them about that backlash against Sinead. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like, he's like, yo, I've been doing this protest stuff, you know, let's give her some respect as well. Yeah, so right, what a great story.
Someone else has said, was alt country a 90s offshoot of outlaw country?
Yes and no. It doesn't, Well, you know, there's also apparently neo-traditional country in the 80s.
Oh, neo-traditional country. Oh,
I know.
80s.
I mean, and alt country's still going. It is more creative and more interesting. I think it doesn't have the, like, the dirty beardiness of this.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, dirty beardedness. Okay.
The braids, the gray long braids. And the cowboy hats. But yeah, and old country's still going. But I think it's just a little more younger, a little more creative, not as grounded in like...
A little bit more craft beer.
yes. And less whiskey. Taking my mind. But this is lovely too, with even this sort of gospel-y choir, you know? So there's gospel and stuff. And then there's a live album version that he does, which is actually really fast. It's kind of funny. But he's just such a great artist.
Excellent. Hey, Dr. Kirsten Zinke, thank you so much for Traveling Tunes this morning. I had to do my darndest. I was like, oh, should we play that Bon Jovi song that you sent through? We might have to save up some Bon Jovi for another Traveling Tunes if we can fit them in somewhere.
Yeah, I always wonder about you guys. How far do you go?
I was close. I was really close. But those, the Johnny Cash, the Willie Nelson, and the Townes Van Zandt were also good.
I know. But I know. I'm all depressed now.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Dr. Kirsten Zinke, we'll check in with you next Friday.
Okay. Bye. All right. Bye.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zinke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.